Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got our man, Kerry Rose, former All-Pro safety. Actually played with the Jets, Rob. You remember that. So we will definitely get into the mess that is the Jets with Kerry Rose. He's also a Fox Sports Radio NFL
analyst. Wasn't he an All-Pro with them?
I mean, he was All-Pro with safety. I think he was there the years they played pretty well, Rob.
Remember they went to two AFC championship games?
Yeah, like, I think that's when
he was there. Seemed like a million years ago, Chris.
Gosh, it does. It really does.
With Rex Ryan.
Yep, and Matt Stafford, who, remember, people thought was going to be special. He was on the cover of GQ. Or at least there was a big article in GQ about him, GQ magazine. And, he just fell apart. You know, never really
You
got
meant
it done,
Sanchez. You said Matt Stafford. You
I'm sorry. I said, Mark Sanchez, I mean.
Mark Sanchez.
Before we get into the meat of the topic we want to talk about, Lamar, we start off the show talking about Lamar Jackson. Gets the big win, Rob, over Kansas City yesterday. And I coined a phrase this morning. Well, first things first on Fox Sports 1. And I said, look, we've heard, Rob, we've been covering sports for decades, you and I. So we've heard it described that, you know, top athletes have to have a short memory, right? That's a cliche.
Right.
You got to be able to forget, you know, mistakes in the past and things like that and get ready to go ahead and make amends right away. And Lamar did that. He showed that he had a short memory through the pick six on the first possession. And I believe it was the third possession, Rob, for him that he threw the interception, the second interception to the Honey Badger. But he showed that he had a short memory. I also think, Rob, that he has something I'm going to call selective obliviousness.
Selective obliviousness.
Here's what I mean.
I think Your English professors from Oberlin just cringed when you said that.
You know, little fun fact. When I was at Oberlin, I was a writing tutor.
Were you?
Yes, I was an English major, and I was a writing tutor. So I would sit in the library, and all the students would come to me, and I would help them with their papers. So your boy was doing this thing.
Unbelievable.
But anyway, so here's what I mean. Lamar is not oblivious to what is important. He knows what's going on in his locker room. He knows what his teammates are thinking. He knows what the organization and coaching staff want from him and so on and so forth. But I think, Rob, I really feel like Lamar is darn near oblivious, unaware even, of the outside noise. I don't think he cares that people say you can't run this much. I don't think he cares that people say you can't win the big games. Right. You only got one playoff win. I don't think, obviously, when he came in the league, he didn't care that people said you can't play quarterback. And even the kryptonite comment, Rob, I think that was blown out of proportion. Because if you look at it, he was not saying it like, and, you know, maybe you're going to say I'm psychoanalyzing or whatever, but just looking at him, looking at his body language, looking at the clip of it, it didn't come off like he was saying, yo, they just better than us. I mean, we got no answers. We can't beat them. They're just too good. You know, it wasn't like that. He was finishing a reporter's question, if you remember. The reporter was like, Lamar, they 3-0 now. They seem to be like, and he's like, our kryptonite, like, you know what I mean? He just threw it out.
Right.
And I think it took on a life of its own. But you didn't hear him, combat that narrative. You didn't hear him, you know, talking about what people are saying and this and that, Rob. He seems, and this is a good thing, he doesn't seem to care or perhaps even be aware of the outside noise. And I like that, and I think that's big for his success.
No, I agree. And he has been able to just shake it all off and just keep playing. You know what I mean? He's unconventional. Remember Bill Polian before the draft? Yep. He should try out for wide receiver. I mean,
isn't Polian a Hall of Famer, I think?
Yes. Yeah. This is a Hall of Fame executive, Chris, who said on ESPN he should be a wide receiver. This guy was a unanimous MVP as a quarterback. And now he's continuing to, you know, he can't win a playoff game, and then he won a playoff game. And he just continues to fight through, and I think you're 100% right. I don't think he's caught up in the social media or what other talking heads are talking about or what people are saying. He doesn't seem to be affected at all. Like, because if he were, with all the doubt about him, that despite what the successes he's had, he probably would be a wreck, but he doesn't seem to be bothered, and he just keeps playing. You said it. Yesterday was a perfect example. You get down early, right? You think, here we go again.
Right, right.
And it doesn't faze you. And then that last drive, they ran the ball, I think, 11 out of 14 times, and he came up with the big, you know, there were just so many big runs
the
big that they
runs,
needed.
The two touchdown runs, yeah
that they needed to win.
And even the first down run.
Oh, the fourth down. Yeah, fourth and one.
Fourth down, yeah. Fourth down run. So, all right, let's move on to – I'm going to be honest, Rob. I think this guy is the second-best quarterback in the NFL. I think – you know, I think Pat Mahomes is the best. And I said it in preseason, so this is not, you know, prisoner of the moment. This is not, you know, anything like that. He's my pick, preseason pick for MVP this year. And that's Tom Brady. And I never thought I'd say that about a 44-year-old, Rob. But he is playing lights out football. ESPN said that they think he's playing the best. You know, this is just one writer's opinion, of course. But that he's playing the best football of his career. And the numbers are certainly there. The Buccaneers, Rob, they're the first team in NFL history under him, obviously, to score at least 30 points and win 9 straight games. So 30 points in 9 straight games. And that includes the playoffs. So it's good competition. If you want to poo-poo, oh, Dallas, Atlanta, okay, but it includes the playoffs from last year where you're playing the best of the best. He also, Rob, is the only quarterback who has reached, you know, 30 points in 8 straight games. You know, he did that twice in New England, 2010, 2007. He's thrown for 4 touchdowns in 4 straight games, dating back, of course, to last season. That ties Dan Marino in 1984 for the second longest streak in league history behind Peyton Manning, who's got 5. So maybe Brady will tie that coming up. But, Rob, the way he's playing, and I've said, and you may even remember this because I said it on our air, when in his last year in New England, and they were 12-4. I mean, he led them to a good record, but obviously they got beat early in the playoffs. But I felt like and said he's no longer good enough to carry mediocre skill position players deep in the playoffs. And you know, they didn't have anything at the skill positions in New England for the most part. But give him some weapons, and that's what I thought New England should have done. Kept him and got some weapons. They didn't. He goes to Tampa Bay. Rob, he has got weapons galore. If it ain't Mike Evans, it's Chris Godwin. If it's not Godwin, it's Antonio Brown. If it's not Antonio Brown, it's Gronkowski. If it's not him, it's O.J. Howard or Cameron Brate. And Leonard Fournette now is running like as well as ever. And that even is backed up statistically for Fournette, who, you know, has some good years in Jacksonville. And so with these weapons, Rob, you look at his touchdowns this year, they look fairly easy. He's throwing the ball really well. He's throwing it well downfield. I actually think, Rob, that he could have his best season ever. I've picked him for MVP. Obviously, right now, I would say he's the front runner. But, you know, you got Derek Carr, and it's so early, but Matt Stafford, you know, they're guys obviously right there at this point. But if he wins the MVP at 44 and puts up big numbers, it's hard to say that's not what it reminds me of 07. This is the last thing I'll say before you take the mic. It reminds me of 07 when he got Randy Moss and he threw for 50 touchdowns. That was a Tom Brady I'd never seen. And I was like, dang, like this dude, give him a weapon and he's ridiculous. And now it's kind of looking like that right now to me.
Yeah, I don't believe he'll have a better season than he had that year with Randy Moss. I'm not buying it. I think he's had a combination of obviously the playoff run, but he's had a lot of weak competition too in that stretch. A lot of bad teams, a lot of bad defenses, and it is what it is. I'm not saying you got to play the teams that you're on the schedule, but a lot of that is fat. You know, is stockpiling against some pretty bad. I believe in that stretch you just talked about, they've played Atlanta three times in that stretch, and Atlanta is horrendous defensively. But that's fine. I mean, they're on the schedule. I don't believe that he'll wind up. It's still too early. We talked about it before. Russell Wilson had even a more incredible. You said it was 7 or 8-game stretch where he was throwing 5 and 6 touchdowns. He was unbelievable, and he didn't even get an MVP vote. Too early for me to think that this will continue at this rate. The Bears weren't that. I mean, now who'd they play week one? I'm thinking
Dallas.
Dallas. Dallas didn't make the playoffs a year ago. They barely squeaked out a win over the Chargers. So I don't know where Dallas is and how good they'll be when it's all said and done. And we already know where the Falcons are. So these two wins, when you look back at them, might not be as impressive. So he's playing well, playing against the teams that are on the schedule, but I don't have that sense. Maybe if he plays well against the Rams defense and that the next big game coming up, let's see how he plays in that game.
Yep.
And more so than dueling Matthew Stafford, I want to see him against the Rams defense, you know, and I think from there I'll have a better feel on where Tom Brady is. I don't think I can give a fair feel of where he is given the competition he's played. Is that fair?
Well, I would say it's fair to say you can't say he'll continue on this pace, obviously. But even if it's, as you said, it's not the best competition, it's still the NFL. Other quarterbacks face weak competition too. Wouldn't you acknowledge, I mean, this dude is playing some lights out football. He's throwing the ball like incredible.
Yeah, I said he's playing very well, but I still, like, who you play against when you play some of the tougher competition is, I just want to see exactly where he is against the Rams defense. If he shreds the Rams defense, then I'll have to be on the side that you are. If he struggles and doesn't play that well, then I'll take a look at it and say, well, maybe it ain't going to be the greatest season ever for Tom Brady.
All right. Well, we'll throw it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Tom Brady headed toward the best season of his historic NFL career? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, there's one thing to do and one thing only. Go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, and here's why. They offer free battery services like free battery testing, which is great, and free battery charging, which is greater. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Do you think that Tom Brady could have his best season ever? I know it sounds crazy at 44, but do you think it's possible? Your turn to win.
All right, let's kick it off with Trucker Don calling from Boston. What's up, Trucker Don?
Guys, thank you for taking my call. Can't do the horn tonight. I'm right next to a RV park. I don't want to wake up the people.
I was about to say, no, you know we're waiting for it, but we get it.
I love to give it to you, too. You know that. But so great to talk to you guys. My favorite show. You know that, right? You guys keep it up for another 3 years for me.
Thank you, my man.
And longer. But you know why I'm calling. You know, Chris said, Trucker Don, call in because I got a question for you. And, you know, we're talking about the Tampa Brady Gronkaneers again. And
right.
Tom Brady is just on such a tear. And I think, comparatively, this might be his best team ever. This might be the best team he's ever
had
behind him.
It's not better than that undefeated Patriots team. That's hard for me to buy that.
I agree. It's
they would have to basically
that anyway,
do that. They would have to basically do that and win it. Yeah, to be better. Because
right.
I think that was his best team. But ironically, they didn't win the Super Bowl, so you can't really say that. But you know, overall, I do think that was his best team.
No, they were the best team even then. But they played 5 straight Super Bowls in a row. Everybody that saw them 10 in a row, 11 in a row, 12 in a row, they gave them their best game, and they were just beat up by the time the Super Bowl came around.
That was a great team. That was such a stunning upset.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was a and then
but Tom
crazy.
Brady's a humanitarian. All of those 19-0 Patriots shirts went to third world countries, so a lot of kids were happy.
All right, that's Trucker Don. We appreciate the call, brother.
877-99 on Fox. We still got time if you want to squeeze in and join the conversation. I just think, Chris, you might have a case after this, after we get past – this game coming up,
yeah,
with the Rams, because of the Rams defense. And I know the Rams defense hadn't been, you know, that great because it's been good, but not like it was last year. The Colts made a game of it, didn't they? I mean, I know it was a road game and whatnot, but the Colts were in that game.
Yeah, and speaking of them, man, where are you at on Wentz? I mean, he's played okay, but he got hurt again. He sprained both ankles.
Yeah.
Now, he might be able to play, but...
Right. It just seems unbelievable that a guy can go through so much.
Yeah.
You know, injury-wise, it just seems strange.
Every week
it's something, you know?
Yeah, I hate to put this out there. You hope, you know, I hope he stays healthy. But if he's able to play this week or next week, whenever he'll be back, you just almost feel like it's only a matter of time. You know what I mean? Before something else strikes him. I mean, he's been there essentially 2-3 months. And he had the injuries in training camp with the ankle break, you know, had to get surgery. And then he injures both ankles in this game. I think Rob he's just injury prone. Physically, he just doesn't seem to be built for it. I hate, you know, it might seem strange to say that for a guy that's in the NFL, but that's a big part of this, Rob.
Yeah.
Your body's got to be able to take it, you know?
Yeah, you do. I mean, it just seems like he can't stay healthy and something's always going on, and every game it's like, what's wrong? You know, like
right,
after the game,
right.
I mean, it's just like, I hate to use the term, but like snake bit, you know, like things just don't work out, and who knows if they really will, because he just can't seem to just play 5 games in a row, Chris, and not come out worrying about whether or not he's going to be healthy or he's going to play the next game or it's an
right.
issue.
Nah, it's definitely a problem. But to your original point, yeah. I mean, we'll learn a lot about Tampa Bay. Even if they lose, I mean, obviously we know they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. And so will the Rams. So this would be a big win for the Rams. That Buccaneers defense, you know they're looking at Richard Sherman, Rob. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did see that.
But I think it makes sense because they need help in that secondary. They need some help, so I'm sure. I imagine he could still play.
Why not? Be a mercenary, right. Show up, try to help join the band of that they already have put together, and try to squeeze another championship out. Why not?
Yep. Yep. All right, we got our man Kerry Rose. We talked about it. Played with the Jets during the glory years. Yes,
they
had
were
some
glory years. Yes,
they had
they
a couple
were.
Glory years.
And we're not even talking about 1969 when they won the Super Bowl.
You are fake news.
He will join us next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences, loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, we're the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a bona fide Renaissance man. All right, he was a former safety with the New York Jets during, as Rob and I said, the glory years. Yes, there were a few.
There were glory years,
yes,
right?
Yes. He's now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. He makes movies. He makes albums. He sings. He tells me he can hoop. I don't know. I can't vouch for that. I don't know. You know, every brother say they can hoop, but you know. Let's welcome in Kerry Rose. What's up, brother?
What's up, Kerry? How are you?
What's up, Rob and Chris? You guys are great, man. You know I love you. And yes, I'm a bona fide hooper as well.
There you go.
No hoop slander.
Well, look, man, we were saying before you came on, you know, and I just said you played with the Jets during the glory years. You made the AFC Championship game with them in 2009. Right. And now, Kerry, it feels like, you know, you hear people talking about, you know, Sam Darnold really wasn't that bad. I mean, it was just that he was with the Jets and he looked horrible. Now he's playing well. And, you know, can we get a real read on Zach Wilson as long as he's with the Jets? What do you see? What was the organization like when you were there? When do you think it kind of lost its way? Because it just seems like it's a mess right now.
Yeah. They haven't done a good job getting talent in there, man. I mean, they have been in losing positions to get all these high draft pick quarterbacks, right? And you're throwing these guys into the fire because they have no talent around. Like right now, I mean, I hate to say it, but the Jets really have no talent. So you're throwing these guys out there with these top quarterbacks that do have talent, because I believe Sam Darnold is going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback here. And I don't know if it's going to be this year, but if it's not this year, in a couple of years to come, he's going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback. So, you know, that's a waste. And then you bring in this guy, Zach Wilson, who is talented and can sling it around, but just there's no weapons. And I don't really know. You got to give Saul Austin time, but there's really no – I mean, defensively, they're going to play tough because that's who he is. But until they get some weapons around those top quarterbacks in there, man, it's going to be tough. But – I mean, when we were there, we had a lot of talent. Like we, you know, when I got there in 05, the year before, they were a kick away from going to the AFC Championship game. And then, you know, we come back in 05, my rookie year, and we get hurt and we don't make the playoffs, but we still had the talent. We came back the next year and made the playoffs and consistently competed, you know.
Let me ask you, when a young quarterback throws four picks in 10 pass attempts. I mean, that's just an incredible number. Right. What does that say? Is that about him? Is that about what the football team? That just seems to be, I get it, you're a rookie, you want to try to, you know, make some plays, make some things happen. But four picks in 10 passes is as bad as it gets in the NFL to me.
It's really bad, but I think it's a fine line because you don't want to have him throw two picks, something like that early, and then you shy away from what he can do and some of the things that he has had success with. So it's a fine line. I mean, you throw four picks and 10 passes, I mean, you may want to take him out and make sure his confidence is still saved for the rest of the season, something like that, right? But, I mean, it happens. I mean, Peyton Manning, his rookie year, threw the most interceptions at that time for a high top pick coming in at that time. So, I mean, it can be fixed, but you just got to make sure you keep his confidence up.
So last night we saw Lamar Jackson and the Ravens beat Kansas City. You obviously played against Michael Vick, but I think even this dude is even on a little different level than
he's
that.
He's on a special tilt here. Night was great.
What would your approach be, or what would your mindset be entering a game where you got to go against him?
I think it's
don't get on a poster.
It's good luck. It's really that, because I was on a poster against Michael Vick my rookie year, which is so funny you talk about the poster, because you're going to the game, you have the game plan, you know what he can do. You've seen it on tape, but it doesn't translate on tape the way it does when you're actually on the field and in person, right? So I remember we played Monday night football, my rookie year, starting, obviously, as a starter. We're playing Michael Vick down in the Dome in Atlanta. And I've seen on the film all week, and literally my coach told me, if he gets close to the red zone and he breaks out of the pocket going left, he's going to pump fake and he's going to run by you if you jump. And so I knew this all week. I've seen it. I've studied it. In the game, he breaks free, rolling to his left, coming like probably like the 10-yard line. He's coming left. I have a man, so I'm in no man land anyway. I have a man, so if I don't come up, he's going to score. If I stay with my man, he's going to score. If I come up, he's going to throw the touchdown. So I'm in no man land. I'm coming up. He pumps me. I jump and do the splits in the air. He runs around me and scores. It's just that. It's that, right? You can prepare all week. But once you're on the field and it's coming at you live bullets, it's just a different animal.
Wow.
And crazy. Let me ask you about the Cowboys. They get a win. They got helped. The Chargers were sloppy. Big-time penalties. Two touchdowns wiped off the board, a missed field goal.
Yep.
When you looked at that game, did you find out anything more about Dallas or not? And you still got to figure out, like, what is that team, the Cowboys?
I still think what is that team, but I do know they are a better team. So I know the product that they're putting on the field is a good product. Now, how good that product is, it's still left to be determined, because I don't think they have an identity yet, right? They have Dak Prescott, who they paid a lot of money. So they're trying to show that he's the man and he can pass the ball all over the field and make plays, which he can. But is that the formula for them to win? I'm not 100% sure, because I think moving forward, their defense is so, right? So if they're able to control the ball a little more and still, you know, mix in some of those deep passes for Dak and spread the ball around to all that talent they have. If they can find a nice balance there, they're going to be tough, because, I mean, offensively, they have all the weapons. But defensively, they are playing better with Dan Quinn. So they have to find their balance and find out who they want to be. But I do think it's a better product than it's been in the past.
Kerry, I want to go back to Lamar. You went to Louisville. Mm-hmm. I imagine you probably know him pretty well.
I do,
personally?
Yeah.
Okay. What I was saying earlier, that I think one of his strengths is, at least from the outside looking in, he seems to be oblivious to what all the noise around him. You know, like people saying he can't win a playoff game, people saying he can't throw, he can't do this. Like, none of that seems to affect him, if he's even aware of it, it almost seems. Tell me about that, his personality, and does he know about what people are saying and just doesn't care? Or does he just not even know what's out there?
Oh, no. He knows, for sure. He knows what's out there. He knows what the narrative is. But the narrative doesn't define him. He's such a special player, man, and such a special dude. Like, he's a special man, right? And so, I mean, if you say he can't do something, he's gonna do it. But he's going to do it his way. He's not going to do it the way that the media and the people that are talking about, you know, the pundits about what he can't do. He's going to go out and play the brand of football that his team and his coaches want him to play. And the game plan for the whole week, he's going to play that way. He's not coming out to dispel anything, but he definitely hears it. But he's not worried about the noise. He goes out and does what his team asks of him. And I've known him since he was a sophomore and at Louisville in college, man, and just seeing the way he led those guys. And I remember when I first talked to the team, because I went and talked to those guys, his heading to his Heisman campaign season, and just he was just a sponge. Even when I was there speaking, he was asking questions, he was in tune like he's always been that guy. So that's not going to change. And he's just a guy that wants to win. And he wants to do it for the guys around him, too.
Mm. Kerry, last thing for me. Any team surprise you so far? We noticed the Raiders are 2-0. We saw I was just thinking that bounce back. Bills bounce back after a bad game, one that they lost. Any team surprise you in the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean the Raiders are an obvious one. I think a lot of people are kind of jumping on that bandwagon because they got talent. But I think Carolina's a sleeper right now. Darnold's playing well. Rule has some kind of a nice little swag to him. He's doing a really good job of having those guys flying around and. I think Carolina's a sleeper. I mean, Carolina's defensive line is really good, and their defense is flying around making plays. And I know they played the Jets and the Saints. You know, the Saints I thought would be a better, a tougher matchup. But
they didn't look as good coming off that Packers game, right?
They didn't. But I think that's the league, though, man. You have dud games. So I think Carolina's going to be one of those sneaky teams that could possibly sneak in there because now they're going to start gaining some momentum and playing a little bit better.
All right, Kerry, before you go, I know you're going to be mad if I don't ask you a basketball question, so I'm going to throw it at you. All right. Can Westbrook and LeBron play together?
They can play together in the regular season, but I think the real test is going to be in the playoffs when things slow down and defenses start really shrinking the floor to take away certain elements of teams' better players as the postseason goes on. And really started to, get those defensive schemes for those type of players. I want to see how that happens. Because during the season, LeBron's going to need some break. I need a little break here and there. And Westbrook is a machine. So they'll have fun during the regular season. But the playoffs may be a different story.
All right. That's our man, Kerry Rose. We appreciate the knowledge, brother.
Always,
keep up the great work.
Stay well.
You know I love you guys, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Peace. More iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple. Chris and Rob coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios as we wrap up a Magic City Monday. And I assume, Rob, you'll be like me and get on your couch and watch the second half of this Packers-Lions game that is surprisingly close. In fact, the Lions are up right now.
Yeah.
You all right? Because you got big shekels.
I got shekels on it. I'm good.
You might have to move if the Lions win this game, right?
We'll see. They're only up by three. We got a second half, and I'm not that confident about the Lions' defense. We'll see. So far, so good, but the Packers have been running the ball. Aaron Rodgers only has, 75, 80 yards, Chris, 2 touchdowns. So, we'll see.
Yeah, they've been moving the ball.
Opens up.
The Lions looked pretty good early against San Francisco. I don't know if you got to see that game. But they were moving the ball pretty well. They looked fine. And then all of a sudden, it just fell apart.
Came apart, right.
Yeah,
right.
And that's what happens.
And then you look up and they gave up 41 points. Yeah.
Yeah, you hang for a quarter and a half, 2 quarters, 2.5 quarters, whatever.
Right, you look like they're in this game. They can win this game. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the day, you go, they lost by 15. Okay, that's what we thought.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly. So we will see. But the Cowboys, we've talked a little bit about them here and there. They, big win for Dak, Rob. He got, he beat a winning team. That's something we've been wondering, can he do? Because he lost 10 of his last 12 games against teams with winning records. It's yet to be seen how good the Chargers are. It was only one game. But still,
right. And who knows? They might not be there, Chris. That one might not count.
They get up 6-11 or something like that.
Right.
We'll see. But they went back to kind of Dak was just a game manager. I actually wanted to see him air it out a little more, but I get it. They ran for 198 yards.
When you're running that, it's hard to go away from.
Right.
If
you got a Pat Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
Right. If you're getting yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You eat up clock and you wear out the defense. And so they did it. But where are you at on Zeke? I mean, Pollard, Rob, 13 carries, 109 yards. Zeke has 16 carries for 71 yards. Zeke, to me, is early on, great pass from Rodgers to Devontae Adams. Woo, right on the money. But anyway, it was about a 50-yarder.
Is that right now to start?
Yeah, not a touchdown, but yeah.
But this is what we're talking about. He probably got two-thirds of his yards on that one pass, Chris. He only had 75 yards. Now he's got 125. You know what I mean? And before you know it, this is what I expect.
Yep. Zeke looks like a capable back, a solid back that if the hole's there, he can get through it and be okay. Pollard looked special. I'm not trying to say Tony Pollard is Tony Dorsett. I'm not going there. But he looks like he's got more burst. I don't think he can be an every down back. But you know, you have very few every down backs in the league now. But I think they'll stick with the two-man running game, Rob. But he looks better than Zeke. And, you know, some would argue he looked better last year.
Yeah, it's going to be, and it would be interesting to see how they play this. Zeke, of course, is making all the money.
Right.
He's the big name. You know, at some point, do you make a change, Chris, on who's the number one back? Do you just keep it the way it is?
I don't think it would be. It's interesting because, you know, obviously players see who's better, right? Who's running better.
Players know. You know that.
Right. You got to go with the best player. But at least now, I mean, you got to let this thing play out a little while. I think it would hurt right now. If they made Pollard the starter, which I'm sure they're not thinking of doing right now, I think it'd have a negative impact on that locker room just because of who Zeke is, what he's been to that team, you know. So I think you play it out the way it is, but you just make sure Pollard gets his touches, you know. Because either way, even if you started Pollard, you're going to still use Zeke a lot, too. You know, so it really doesn't matter who starts the game, I don't think. But you got to make sure Pollard, it could be 50-50 in about 2 weeks, you know. So
I think if he keeps running like that, Pollard would be hard to deny. It's just hard to, because the game dictates who plays. If one guy's getting stopped, Chris, and the other guy's getting yards, five or six yards a chunk, it's going to be hard to be like, oh, no, don't give the ball to him. How keep feeding him. That's what the game is. Keep feeding him.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
But the jury's still out on the Cowboys, Chris. I don't know. I picked them not to make the playoffs. They could easily be 0-2, but they're 1-1. Easily be 0-2, but they're 1-1, and we'll see as time goes on really who this team is.
The schedule, we talked about it earlier, is pretty light. Their next team, Rob, that made the playoffs last year is Kansas City in week 11. Here's the thing, though. You thought Carolina was going to be an easy game. Now, all of a sudden, that could be tough, right? You thought Denver would be easy. That could be tough. They got New England, which, you know, that won't be a cakewalk. So they have a chance here. They have an opportunity to really pad their record. But it's not going to be easy. So I'm with you. We got to see what they're made of. I got them making the playoffs, but they got to go out and do it. All right, it's the iCouple signing off on a Magic City Monday. Keep it locked. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon next, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Peace!